We're going to be good friends seeing each other this much, aren't we? Well, after watching the tape, I thought we did some very good things. You know, it was a good win for our program, the development of where we are. I think it was important for our team to continue to try to build some confidence in what we're trying to accomplish. Clearly, there was many things that we have to clean up in order to be a good football team, or to where my expectation level is, and hopefully the team's expectation level. But it was a good start, and we look forward to trying to build upon what we've done. And like I told the team this morning, you know, we have to keep grinding. We've got so many things that we have to work on, so many areas. But we were a tough-minded, aggressive, tough physical football team. Any questions?
With the tackling yesterday, it seemed like overall it was pretty solid. Not too many missed tackles. What did the film show there?
It was pretty good. We had a couple here and there, a couple in space, but for the most part, when we were in space, we tackled efficiently. Usually, when you're in proper position, you know where your help is, and you tend to tackle better. But that's one of the most important things about being a good defensive football team. All the great defensive teams in the NFL always tackle very, very well, and we missed some, but we made our share too.
I know obviously you have some things to work on, but a 4-0 preseason, a resounding win in the first game. Do you think you guys are turning some heads, and that you can be maybe a lot better than a lot of people thought you could be this season?
You know, I don't really worry too much about what other people think. I just watch how these guys practice, how they play, how they prepare. You know, our whole focus is about us getting better, not really about what people think about us, other than what I've said about our fans. I hope they like how we play. I like how they like how we prepare. But it's our focus is really on us all the time and how we can get better each and every day.
You seem like you're preaching caution right away here after the first win. Do you sense that the players kind of already had kind of not gotten too high and were already kind of focused in?
I'm not trying to preach caution whatsoever. I'm just trying to be realistic. This is one game out of 15 now. And I know what we have to do to be a good football team. I think I'm trying to teach our players what we have to do to be a good football team. So it's not about caution. I understand, you know, we haven't lost in the preseason, and like I've said before, it's so much to me about the process of how we accomplish these things, not so much really what the record is in this particular point in time. There'll be plenty of time to, you know, as we keep playing these games, that people will talk about the records, and you know, this is just 1 week. The preseason was the preseason, so we're just on to a different venue, really, and we've got in the schedule, as everybody has pointed out, is, you know, starts, it's a little different deal going this week.
You know, the mistakes, the penalties, some, a little bit of miscommunications on some snaps and whatnot. Was there anything in particular? Was it nerves? Was it noise? Was it one thing that you could?
I don't think it was so much the noise, because we've been practicing pretty efficiently in the noise. We haven't had a lot of penalties in practice. It's hard to put my finger on it from what happened yesterday, but we had way too many. We probably need to continue to do a better job coaching them, you know, what is the penalties, and you know, they had their fair share too. So it's like everything else. We just have to keep coaching it better, and players have to understand that you know, what their role in this part too. And the communication problem really was just truly a miscommunication. We thought the ball was ready to snap. We were doing some things at the line of scrimmage, and the ball came back. So it was just an error.
Was that just one series, and was that an equipment deal or something on the sidelines the NFL had?
It was just one series, and it was a the helmet communicator in his helmet did not work. We actually had the same at the beginning of, at the start of the game, the defensive communicator did not work. So it was a little unnerving at first, you know, for me and, you know, the whole deal. But you learn to adjust and adapt and go on. And he did a good, and Matt did a good job. You know, he knew the game plan, so he was able to make some of the calls which he made on his own, and we were able to overcome some of it.
Process. If you had to pick one thing that kind of stuck in your craw most about not going in your idea of process from the game, the number one thing that you want to work on, what would that stand out to you as?
Mistakes, just general mistakes. We've got to cover better. We got to be better in the right place. I've said before, unfortunately, I see mistakes, and unfortunately for me, and probably unfortunately for the players too. I know exactly what I want it to look like, and then I see things that aren't going the way I wanted to see. And so, without trying to pinpoint so many different things, it's. Whether we're stepping with this foot, or we're staying on the double team when we're on the offense, or misaligning a little bit here or there, but there was, and it's more so about things that we've gone over, things we've corrected, things that we've, you know, I talked to one of the players today. I said last week we corrected this. And it happened again in the ball game. And, you know, we need to fix these things in order for us to move on as a football team. We need to fix these things.
Defensive line in the offseason, and you added some depth, too, with guys like Tom and Corey. Is this kind of what you had in mind? You know, like six guys played a lot yesterday, and you guys obviously had a lot of success up front.
Yeah, we've overhauled a lot of things. With this football team, and obviously Rick and the scouts and Wilf spent the money to do some of these things, but we want to have a rotation system. We want to be able to play a lot of guys. It's not only good for us now, it's good for us in the fourth quarter, it's good for developing young guys, keeps us fresh, and I don't know, it's just something I believe in. We did it when I first went to Dallas, you know, when with Coach Switzer, we had a deep rotation on the defensive line. We continued it pretty much when I was in Cincinnati, and so I think it's good because players get better. When they play, they get better as they progress, and the more time they get in there, and I just think overall it's better for our football program and for us to continue to get to where we want to get to.
Tom Johnson.
I thought he did some good things. He had a nice sack, strip fumble on the one. Played the run pretty good. You know, he's kind of done what he's done this for the most part the whole preseason. You know, he goes in there and makes some plays. And he's a good kid and works real hard. And he's got some slipperiness to him in the pass rush, so that helps.
Do you expect Sharif to miss any time this week?
I don't know. They're both day-to-day right now. I think we'll find out more about him tomorrow, but we'll see. Mike Maudy, I anticipate practicing tomorrow. Who's the other one? Zach Lyon, I anticipate him practicing tomorrow as well. Not tomorrow, Wednesday. See, I'm already ready. Who was the other one?
Josh Robinson.
Nice one.
The typical fan might not know a lot about Brandon Fusco. What has he done to get him the contract that he got the other day? What makes him such a successful player for you guys?
Well, he's got a lot of toughness. He plays every week. He's got physicality in the running game. He's smart. He does a good job in protections. And, you know, I think one thing that when the fans don't know some of the offensive linemen, I think that's a good thing because they're doing their job all the time. And that's one thing that Brandon always does is he does his job, he gets his job done, and we're very, very excited to have him for five more years.
Anything that stood out to you from Anthony Barr in terms of a positive example of how far he's come?
How much time do you have? He made a great play on the screen, took out two blockers and made the tackle one time. There was one play that we didn't fit exactly right, and he was on the backside, and he accelerated and went over and made the tackle on the back. Obviously the play that we intercepted the pass was pretty nice too. He's going to keep having those splash plays, and he's going to continue to get better. The things that Anthony has to clean up right now are some of his alignments aren't precise enough, and so he has to make a really good play when he can make an easy play. And so that's kind of what my focus is on him with. There's still some pass rush things that he can do a lot better than what he's doing. And so, once he starts feeling more comfortable with his alignments, things will come a little bit smoother. I know he's thinking quite a bit, but he was excited to play on Sunday. And I just keep looking forward to him doing the things that he's been doing. He did some good things. You know, he made a couple good tackles. There was a couple areas where he's got to do better. He got nosy on one play that was a play action pass he needed to stay back on. But, you know, for the first time out, he was all right.
Safety position being unsettled for so long, how did that change your impression of Harrison Smith at the other spot? You know, did he do anything more during that time that you didn't expect?
No, Harrison's had a good camp. You know, the thing I like most about Harrison is he's a football player. He's intelligent. He comes and asks questions if he doesn't know. He'll try to do it to his very best he possibly can. He made a really nice tackle. He kind of made a mistake on one of the plays, but he accelerated out of it and made a really nice tackle. Obviously, the play he intercepted for the touchdown was a good play. He anticipated that. He's got good anticipation. And the things that he is not as proficient at right now, he'll work really hard at it. He's not afraid to work. He's as I said before, he's a smart guy and a tough guy too. So I like that.
Were the blitzes or the pressure that you brought yesterday a byproduct of the fact that they were down to, you know, their third string quarterback? The score got out of hand. Are you planning on being that aggressive all?
No, actually, we backed it down when the score got out of hand. I mean, I said, you know, I know they got some yards there at the end, but I think we could have hit them a few more times if we tried. It was more about the clock was our friend at that point in time. I don't know. I like our blitz package and what we do out of it. It'll vary week to week from what we do just based on who we're playing. It honestly wouldn't. Yesterday, the quarterback would not have mattered.
Arrived at the Gerald Hodges' role in the nickel. It doesn't seem like it's a huge role, but it seems like a pretty important role that he plays.
It's actually it is a huge role. He has the possibility. You know, our nickel players tend to get upwards of 600 plays a year, and so. But you know, there's a lot of really good things about Gerald. Gerald is a very good athlete. He's got some physicality. He's got some pass rush, which I always look at that position to see if they can blitz. And he seems to be keeping his nose to the grindstone. You know, he's a guy, you know, we have to keep our thumb on him just to make sure that he's always being precise in everything. And so, because he has so much natural ability, sometimes not freelance is the word, but he'll rely on his athletic ability instead, kind of like I was talking about with Anthony a minute ago. You know, if we can make it a lot easier than if we do it. But I think he's got good coverage ability. I think he understands his own defense as well. I think he has good blitz ability.
To answer, because he's not your player, but Ray Rice being indefinitely suspended by the league, also his contract terminated by the Ravens. The league is held up to other standards, not just what goes on the field now. Are you proud of a league that takes a stance then and finally does the right thing? And is it difficult as a head coach to kind of be in play with things that are off the field as well?
Well, that's first of all, I heard about it when I was walking downstairs. I heard there was a video this morning. I was walking downstairs to come here, and I had heard that he had been released. So I don't know that much about it, but as far as the question that you're asking, I'm always proud of the league and what it represents and the way it wants our players to act. And just like with the Vikings organization, I want our players to act in a certain way. Does it make it difficult sometimes? Yes, and I'm not speaking in reference to Ray Rice because I'm just talking about our guys and what we do. But I do think that if we continually talk to our players about doing the right things, bringing in the right kind of people, and again, I'm not talking about Ray Rice, I'm just talking about here, what we believe in, is that we will continually try to uphold the standards that the league wants.
Time for two more questions.
Do you view Red Allison as kind of an underrated guy who just kind of performs his role without much praise?
Rhett did a great job in the ball game the other night. Obviously, he made some mistakes like we all did, but I thought he did a good job in understanding, you know, where we're helping in protection. Obviously, the catch that he made on the boot, you know, and I don't get into the underrated, overrated kind of thing. I think maybe. You know, a lot of people don't rate us, any of us, very good. So it's okay. We just go out and try to play football the best we can, as hard as we can, and smart as we can.
Last one.
Do you expect to stick with Robert Blanton this upcoming week? I know you said it.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I haven't thought about changing out, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I have no reason to take him out yet, for any reason. Okay, thank you.